弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother and sister, peace.
感谢主，再一次跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I'm so thankful that we can worship together.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
当我们奉耶稣基督的名在这里敬拜。
When we worship with your name.
你与我们同在
You'll always be with us.
你的宝座设立在这里
And your throne is here with us.
让我们今天透过整个崇拜程序
So through the worship,
让我们再一次遇见耶稣基督
We'll continue to see you face to face.
让我们的生命被改变
So our life can be changed.
我们把自己交托在你的手中
We'll put ourselves into your hands.
奉耶稣的名祷告
We'll pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.我们今天要读的经文、在约翰福音四章十三到二十六节。
So today we're going to read Book of John, chapter 4, 13 to 26.
这里讲到用心灵跟诚实的敬拜。
How we can worship in spirit and truth.、
我们一起来读，先用中文来读哈，预备，请。耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。”
So 13 to 16, Jesus answered and said to her.Whatever drink of this water will thirst again, but whatever drink of the water that I shall give him will never be thirst. But the water I shall give him will come, become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband and come here.
预备，请。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
So 17 to 20, the woman answered and said,I have no husband, Jesus said to her. You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews said that in Jerusalem is a place where one ought to worship.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上。也不在耶路撒冷，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
She says to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father.You worship that you do not know. You know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
好，弟兄姐妹，我请问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
我们每个主日来教会的目的是什么？
Why is the purpose that we come to worship on Sunday?
希望不是因为教会的规定。
And not because that we say you have to.
因为教会没有这样的规定。
Because we don't have that rule.
我们每一个礼拜天为什么要付代价聚集在一起来敬拜上帝？
Why would we have to pay a price and spend the time come together?
最重要的是要透过整个主日崇拜的过程来跟耶稣基督见面。
And so most important is to see Jesus in face through this process.
当然我们也有机会跟弟兄姐妹一起团契，这也是很重要的。
So of course, the fellowship with brothers and sisters is very important.
但是跟耶稣基督见面是最重要的。
To see Jesus is the most important thing.
所以我们每个礼拜天付、两三个小时的代价来敬拜上帝。
And so every Sunday we spend 2 to 3 hours to worship God.
希望我们可以常常是遇见耶稣基督。
Because we can really truly meet him.
在里面经历到耶稣基督的爱。
And can experience his love.
还有耶稣基督的平安。
And his peace.
那今天所读的经文，从今天所读的经文，我们知道耶稣本来啊，要跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讨论他罪的问题。
And so through this passage, we know Jesus wants to discuss the same issues with this woman.
但是这个妇人呢，不敢面对自己的罪。
But this woman would not truly would not face her own sins.
我们发现她转移话题。
And she changed the subject.
跟耶稣讨论犹太人跟撒玛利亚人宗教的问题。
And she started talking about the religious issues.
因为讨论宗教问题比面对自己的罪容易。
Discuss religion issues is important to facing their own sins.
那耶稣也就没有再跟他继续讨论他的罪。
And so Jesus did not talk about her sins.
但是当我们看这个经文记到最后面，
But we see in the last,
这个妇人真正的遇见耶稣基督之后，生命发生了很大的改变。
When she met Jesus, her life has been changed.
所以当我们用心灵和诚实正确的敬拜的时候，就有可能带来生命的改变。
So when we come to worshiping truth and spirit, we will have, our life will be changed.
所以用心灵诚实敬拜，第一方面我们要先认识敬拜的对象。
And so the first thing we have to know, who is the object of worship?
我这边 PowerPoint 有一个图。
And I have this map over here.
这里是巴勒斯坦的地图，它从南到北大概是120英里。
It's about 120kilometers from miles, and from the is in Pakistan map from north to south.
在耶稣的时代，那个地区被划分三个区域。
And at that time, the geographically they have three different areas.
北边叫加利利，中间是撒玛利亚，南边是犹大地区。
And so the north is Galilee, the middle is Samaria, the south is the Judea.
啊，犹太人认为撒玛利亚人是不洁净的民族。
And Jews consider Samaria are not clean people.
我们知道撒玛利亚人其实跟犹太人他们早期是同一群人。
And in the very beginning, Samaria, they're from the same group.
但是在耶稣的时代，犹太人不接纳他们同为过去古代以色列人的后代。
And so the Jews at Jesus' time would not accept them as their own.
这个要追溯到旧约以色列人的历史。
And so that will go back to the Israel's history.
我很简单的讲一下。
I just want to talk about simply.
当旧约所罗门王的儿子做王的时候。
And so in the Old Testament, Solomon's son became a king.
那造成以色列分裂成南北两国。
And split up to north and south.
北国叫以色列，南国叫犹大。
North is Israel, south is Judah.
那北国呢，先被外族灭亡。
So north was taken over by outsider.
当北国叫做以色列灭亡的时候
，When they perish.
有一群以色列人拒绝被掳到外地。
And group of Jews refused to leave.
当时上帝透过先知来告诉北国的百姓。
And so God through prophet to tell his people.
你们要投降，让亚述帝国的军队把你们带到外地。
And so you need to surrender, let the Assyria military take you to somewhere else.
上帝有他的用意。
And God has his purpose.
如果是我们可能不愿意。
But maybe we didn't want to do that.
上帝要他们被带到外地去，为了保存他们信仰的纯正。
And the reason he wants them to leave is to preserve their faith.
当亚述帝国把北国的人民带走之后，他从别的地方移入一群外族人。
So when Syria took it over and take a group of people, they also brought the outsider as well.
在北国有一群人就是不愿意顺服透过先知讲的话。
And so there are good people, a group of Jews stay.
他们拒绝投降被抓到外地去。
They refuse to leave.
他们就留下来。
They decide to stay.
那留下来的那些人就跟被移进来的外族人就通婚。
And so that group of people who stayed actually merged with the people from outside. They have started having mixed marriages.
所以撒玛利亚人在血统上已经跟外族人有很多的混杂。
And so their blood become not pure anymore.
在宗教上也掺入了这些外族人的偶像崇拜。
And they also involved with idol worship.
后来等到被抓到外地的以色列人被掳归回之后。
And so the people who actually were captured and come back later.
他们不接纳这些留在当时留下来的这些人。
They will not accept the people who actually stayed.
他们不认为这一群人在不再是以色列人。
And they treat them not as a Jew.
那耶稣的时代，犹太人呢，要从北边或南边来往来旅行的时候。
And so during the Jesus time, when people would travel either from north to south or south to north,
他们不会直接穿过中间撒玛利亚人聚集居住的地方。
So they would refuse to go through the Samaria area.
因为怕跟这些不洁净的撒玛利亚人有接触到。
And they do not want to have any contact with those people.
所以他们都会绕道走约旦河东边，然后在北上或者南下。
And so they will go to the side through the Jordan River.
就是我地图上面蓝色的路线。
So you can see that blue that will go through the Jordan River.
那从约翰福音四章三到四节记载。
And so in chapter, book of John, chapter 4, in the beginning.
那记载耶稣，他说离了犹太又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。
And for the disciple, he left Judea, went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria.
我们知道耶稣没有绕道。
And you know, Jesus did not go on the side.
他故意经过撒玛利亚。
He purposely wanted to go through Samaria.
他是为了撒玛利亚人的福音的需要。
It's for the gospel of Samaria.
特别是这一位撒玛利亚妇人。
Especially for the Samaria woman.
所以耶稣知道那里有一个妇人有需要。
And Jesus knows there's a need of this woman.
所以我们看到耶稣是无所不知的。
Well, he knows everything.
好，撒玛利亚人当他们曾经在一个地方基利新山上面盖了一座圣殿。
And so they have built a worship place on the mountain.
我们知道一开始本来在耶路撒冷就有圣殿。
And so in the Jerusalem, there is already the holy temple.
所以撒玛利亚人这些宗教领袖在山上盖一个圣殿，让撒玛利亚人来献祭。
And so for the Samaria to build a worship place for them to make an offer.
就告诉撒玛利亚人不用跑到耶路撒冷的圣殿去献祭。
And so tell Samaria you don't need to go to Jerusalem.
他们目的是为了避免撒玛利亚人常常跑去耶路撒冷，心就归向犹太人。
They try to avoid that losing the Samaritan to go to Jerusalem, and they're losing those people.
那这个圣殿就是这个撒玛利亚妇人所提到的圣殿。
And this is the temple that this Samaritan woman talk about.
这个撒玛利亚妇人提到说啊，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人在不同的地方敬拜。
So they will worship Samaria and Israel. They worship in different places.
但是耶稣告诉他。上帝不受空间的限制。
But Jesus told her that God is not limited in the space.
那是外邦宗教异教的想法。
And that is other religions think.
才会以为上帝是住在人手所造的建筑物里面。
And so the people are the gods living in the temple, limited in the temple.
耶稣曾经在马太福音十八章二十节说过。
And Jesus in the Matthew chapter 18 says this.
他说因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会那里就有在我有我在他们中间。
For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them.
所以圣经应许敬拜是奉耶稣基督的名。
And in the Bible talk about is we worship because his name.
然后以上帝为对象，不管在什么地方，那里就有上帝的同在。
It doesn't matter where you are, as long we are worship in His name, that we worship Him.
圣经教导我们要敬拜上帝。
And God is teaching us we need to learn how to worship.
不是因为上帝有这个需要。
And not because God has that needs.
他需要人家来拜他，所以他才会很快乐。
Does He make Him happy when we worship Him?
其实圣经教导我们敬拜上帝这件事情。
And so Bible teaches how to worship God.
反而是为了我们人的好处。
It's for our own benefit.
上帝不需要被人提醒。
And God does not need people to remind him.
纵使全世界没有人敬拜他，他还是上帝。
And even no one worship him, but he's still God.
但是我们人需要被提醒。
But we need to be reminded.
因为我们人如果不常常敬拜上帝，就很容易被撒旦的谎言所欺骗。
And so if we do not worship him often, that we'll be deceived by Satan.
忘了我们跟上帝的关系，忘了上帝是何等的爱我们。
And forget our relationship with God.
忘了上帝是何等伟大，像我们今天唱的诗歌一样，何等伟大的一位造物主。
We will forget how great He is, how much He loves us.
所以真正认识上帝的人
truly someone who knows Him.
最知道要怎么样敬拜上帝。
And know how to worship Him.
就好像我们认识一个人。
And just like when we know someone.
当我们越知道对方的优点的时候，就当然越知道要怎么赞美他。
And so if we know some of the character really good, we know how to praise that person.
同样的道理，我们越正确的啊认识上帝，敬拜上帝。
So if we know God truly, we know how to worship Him.
我们就会越知道怎么样来敬拜上帝。
And so we know how to worship Him better.
我们的敬拜就越来越真实。
And so our worship become real.
才不至于是有口无心的敬拜。
And so it's just not on the lip service.
第二方面，心灵诚实的敬拜，我们需要有一个正确的敬拜态度。
And so then when we are worshiping truth and spirit, we have to have a good attitude, right attitude.
约翰福音四章二十一节，耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”
And here the woman, Jesus said, "Believe me, a time is coming when you worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem."
耶稣的意思是说，敬拜不受地点的限制。
And so the worship is not limiting in the location.
也不再是犹太人的专利。
And it's not the only Jewish rights to do it.
耶路撒冷啊，撒玛利亚人跟全世界万国万民都可以来敬拜上帝。
Everyone throughout the nation, including Samaria, can all worship God.
而敬拜是用心灵跟诚实。
The attitude is truth and spirit.
心灵指的是从我们里面发出真诚的心，用心敬拜。
And spirit means that inwardly and to praise to God.
透过我们的嘴巴，透过我们肢体的动作，向上帝献上我们的赞美跟感谢。
Through our lips and through our body language to give the God the worship.
像我们刚刚在唱诗歌一样，我们举手，我们唱诗歌。
And just like we sing earlier, sometimes we raise our hand to sing the songs.
有的教会还会跳舞。
And some of the church actually dance as well.
当然这跟每个教会的习惯不一样。
And so it really depends on each church's culture.
但是我们看大卫他怎么敬拜上帝。
How does David worship God?
一边走路一边跳一边敲锣打鼓。
And he was really dancing and singing and also using some drums.
所以这是发自内心真诚的敬拜。
It's coming from inside to worship him.
这是用心灵的敬拜。
As a spirit.
那诚实在希腊文的意思呢，是真理的意思。
And so in truth, that in Greek means that in truth.
意思就是说敬拜的对象要正确。
And so you have to have a right object to worship.
耶稣曾经在约翰福音十四章六节那样说。
And so Jesus said in John 14.
我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这是指人跟上帝恢复和好的关系，唯一的方法就是信靠耶稣基督。
This is the only way to reconcile our relationship with the Father is through Jesus Christ.
然后才会有正确的敬拜对象。
And so you have the right object of the worship.
这就是用真理的敬拜。
And it's through the truth.
一般人会认为
Usually people think.
心诚则灵。
And so if you be honest, then it will work.
但是在敬拜上帝这件事情上。
But when we worship God.
虔诚的心不一定就灵。
And if we're sincere, the heart may not work.
还要敬拜的对象正确。
You have to have the right object.
如果对象错误，纵使有虔诚的心，敬拜也是枉然。
If you worship the wrong God, then it's not going to work.
例如异端的教会敬拜的对象是有错误的。
And you know the cults that worship the wrong God.
最主要的问题是他们不认耶稣 是基督，是上帝。
Because they do not know Jesus Christ is God.
对上帝没有正确的认识。
They don't have the right attitude.
就跟这些撒玛利亚人一样。
And just like those Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人的敬拜是用心灵敬拜，却没有用真理在敬拜。
And so they worship in spirit, but not in truth.
他们只相信摩西五经。
And they only believe the first five books.
他们对上帝的认识不正确。
And they do not know God accurately.
而且还掺杂了一些异教的崇拜仪式。
And they mix a lot of ceremony from other gods.
那犹太人的敬拜呢？
But how about the worship of Jews?
也是没有用正确的敬拜的态度。
They did not have the right attitude either.
在以赛亚书29章13节这样说，主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
The Lord says those people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me based on merely human rules they have been taught.
犹太人的敬拜虽然有用 真理敬拜，
so they actually worship in the truth.
他们敬拜的对象是正确的，
and even the object who worship is right.
却没有用真诚的心在敬拜，
but they did not worship in spirit.
结果变成只是行礼如仪的传统习惯，
so they just follow the rule and the ceremonies.
当然我们基督徒主日来到教会敬拜神，
So when we Christian come to worship on Sunday,
有可能是也是因为习惯
and sometimes become a habit.
但是这是好的习惯
and this is a good habit.
要养成这个好的习惯
we need to have this good habit.
但是一开始我讲，我们是为了要跟耶稣基督见面
but the most important thing we want to see face to face to Jesus.
所以犹太人的敬拜是行礼如仪，这也不是正确的敬拜
So Jews, how they worship is that just worship in truth.
当耶稣教导这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候
When this Jesus taught the Samaritan a woman
敬拜的时候要在于心灵跟诚实
You have to worship in truth and spirit
如果你之后你再去读整段的圣经
And so later when you read the latter part of the chapter
撒玛利亚妇人遇见耶稣基督之后有正确的领受
And so after she met Jesus she understood correctly
他知道要把生命的需要焦点从地上转到天上。
So she knows the needs that are from earth need to change to in heaven.
其实启示录也这样教导我。
So in the Revelation also taught us this way.
启示录一开始第二章第三章是给七个教会的信息。
And so in the chapter 2 and chapter 3 is teaching the churches.
之后第四章焦点就转到对准天上。
And so the chapter 4 are talking about we need to focus in heaven.
就描写天上的敬拜
and talk about worship in heaven
像启示录四章一节说此后我观看见天上有门开了
so after I look and there before me was a door standing open in heaven
基督徒的生命没有能力甚至沉沦世俗化
and so if a Christian don't have the power living on earth because our life is just the same as everybody else
是因为没有常常将眼目定睛在天上
because we're not focused our eyes on Jesus
可能只是看到地上的需要物质的需要
we only see what we need on earth
我用罗德跟亚伯拉罕为例子
so I want to use a lot Abraham as an example
罗德虽然很谨慎的在这个充满罪恶的索多玛的地方在居住
and so Lot is very sincerely try to live in the area filled with the sin in Sodom
但是他渐渐的挪移帐篷
but you can tell he started gradually moving his tent
他渐渐的往这个繁华的城市索多玛居住 移靠近
He started moving his tent toward the Sodoma.
虽然他很小心没有被索多玛的罪恶所腐化
And even though he was not like the people in Sodom.
但是索多玛的罪恶却终究影响了罗德的家庭
And but however, the sin of the Sodom finally infiltrated his families.
我们知道当上帝审判索多玛、俄摩拉的时候，天上降火来灭掉所有的人。
And so when we see that what God has punished the two cities and sent fires to destroy everyone.
你如果详细读那一段记载，你会看到索多玛、俄摩拉人的那个罪恶是什么样的罪恶。
And if you read the passage, you know how much they are sinful.
因为罗德两个女儿也学了他们的样子。
Because the Lot's two daughters just imitate those people.
当罗德的家庭逃出来之后，最后只剩下罗德跟他两个女儿。
And so when Lot and his two daughters actually escaped from the area,
罗德带着两个女儿住到山上没有人会去的地方。
So he started living in the area nobody goes.
这两个女儿学了索多玛人的乱伦。
And so those two daughters had actually learned from those people in Sodom that have a sexual immorality.
跟父亲罗德行了奸淫。
And start have a sexual affair with their dad.
这是他们的价值观、道德观被索多玛的人影响。
Because they were being influenced by Sodom.
我们反过来看亚伯拉罕。
But when we look at Abraham,
亚伯拉罕是我们学习的对象。
Abraham is someone we need to learn from.
虽然他在世界上是住着过着住帐篷的生活，
Even he living in a tent,
但是他却常常将他的人生的重心放在祭坛上，
But his values is on the altar,
过着敬拜的生活，
and always being righteous.
这就是亚伯兰常常把眼睛焦点放在天上，
His focus is always in heaven.
罗德呢是常常把眼睛放在地上的，
and Lot actually focuses on earth.
所以我们就看到两个的差别。
So you see the differences.
好，用心灵诚心灵跟诚实敬拜，第三方面是要期待我们的敬拜有一些改变，一些结果。
So the thirdly is that when we talk about worship, we need to expect some of the difference that will be result in worship.
用心灵跟诚实敬拜的人一定会被上帝改变。
So you were truly worshiping truth and spirit, you will be changed.
像耶稣降生的时候，东方不是来了几个博士吗？他们来寻找弥赛亚。
And so when Jesus was born, and there were people come to see Herod.
马太福音二章十二节说，博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
And for those people had been warned in dream not to be back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
因为他们要去找弥赛亚的时候，希律王呢？因为他们跑到皇宫去找希律王。
And so when they went to the palace to see Herod.
这些东方博士想要知道弥赛亚应该是降生在什么地方。
They want to know where the Messiah is born.
那希律王就跟他们说，你找到之后赶快来告诉我。
And so Herod told them that if you find it, please let me know right away.
我也可以去敬拜他。
I want to worship him as well.
如果你去读圣经的历史，你就知道这个希律王是非常可怕的一个人。
And if you know the history, Herod is a terrible empire.
任何人对他的王位有威胁的人
，anyone who is threatening his throne,
他全部杀。
He will kill them.
所以他的儿子曾经有人传风声到希律王耳中说，儿子想要接续他做王，就被杀了。
And so his son was killed that way.
所以他连儿子都杀，那当然耶稣也会被杀。
He will kill his son, then he will of course kill Jesus.
所以当这些东方来的博士去找到耶稣之后
well, so those people, when they found Jesus,
如果他没有照着神对他们的指示又跑回皇宫去找希律王
So if they did not follow the instruction from God, then go back to Herod.
你想他们的结局会是什么
？So what do you think the consequence of their life?
他们一定很难逃过杀身之祸。
They probably will be killed.
所以如果经常敬拜却没有带来改变
，So you worship routinely without change.
有可能在敬拜里面变成有口无心、例行的仪式。
And so it become just a routine and just doing the just follow the go with the motion.
或者有可能罪没有处理。
We not deal with our sins.
仍然带着罪来到上帝面前。
And still bring our sin to before the Lord.
就好像刚读的以赛亚书二十九章十三节所说的。
It's just like Isaiah 29.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我， 心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
Those people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lip, but their hearts are far from me.
这些东方来的博士，他们是很真诚在寻找弥赛亚。
And those three wise men, when they came, they're looking for Jesus. They are looking for the Messiah.
当他们遇见了耶稣基督之后，他们被改变。
When they met Jesus, their life has been changed.
他们可能原先的计划是回皇宫找西律，但是他们听到圣灵的声音，从别的路回家。
So then, when the original plan that was to go back to the palace, to meet Herod, but then, changed their mind. Excuse, no, there's a lot of echoes. Raymond, there's a lot of echoes. It's getting louder, the echoes.
在其实耶稣在马太福音五章二十三、二十四节也说过。
So in Matthew chapter 5 said this.
你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你有怨恨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去跟弟兄和好。
So if you offer your gift at the altar, and there remember your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be.Reconcile to them, then come and offer your gift.
So, 耶稣教导我们，如果发现被光照，我们有罪需要处理。
So, if we Jesus is teaching us, if we have a sin that we need to deal with,
我们需要先处理我们的罪，我们的敬拜才不会跟上帝有距离。
So, we gotta take care of the sin first before we have a gap between us and God.
在心灵跟诚实的敬拜当中，人可以遇见耶稣基督。
So if we truly worship in truth and spirit, we'll meet Jesus.
一遇见耶稣基督，就会经历生命的改变。
Once we meet Jesus, our life will be changed.
我们来看这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And let's look at the Samaritan woman.
圣经告诉我们，她是原本是一个躲躲藏藏、见不得人的一个女人。
So in the Bible, talk about she always hide herself because she has a really bad history.
约翰福音四章六节说，她在中午没有人出来的时候，跑出去打水。
And so when she only come to get draw water around noon time,
就是为了怕被人家看见，被人家指指点点。
Because she didn't want to be spotted and then be point finger at her.
因为她常常是做这个小三的身份。
And because she have so many marriages, then the last husband is not even her husband.
约翰福音四章十六到十八节更记载她有混乱的男女关系。
And so in the chapter 4 talk about she has a lot of sexual immorality.
但是当这个妇人遇见耶稣基督之后，我们发现她的生命改变。
But when she met Jesus, her life has been changed.
约翰福音四章二十八节就记载，他留下打水的罐子，然后跑去跟邻居做见证。
And so chapter 4:28 says this. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people.
遇见耶稣基督之前是躲躲藏藏，不希望被人家看到指指点点。
Before she met Jesus, she's always try to hide.
但是当她遇见耶稣基督之后，她很坦然的、公开的去跟邻居做见证，不怕他们嘲笑。
And so after she met Jesus, she's willing to share, about Jesus to her neighbors and friends.
当我们用心灵和诚实常常用心灵和诚实来到上帝面前敬拜的时候
，When we come to worship in truth and spirit,
我们的生命会一点一滴的被改变
，And our life will be changed gradually.
我曾经有看到以前我曾经在牧会的时候有看到会友。
And so in the past when I was pastoring that I see some of the church congregations.
当礼拜天要去崇拜的时候，我靠近教堂的时候，发现有一个会友躲在那个教堂旁边巷子里面在那边抽烟。
And so when people are ready to go to worship, I saw one of the congregations that is smoking in the car.
他一直没有办法戒掉抽烟，虽然他信耶稣了。
He tried to win the smoking habit, but he just could not.
那我就当作没看到。
I just pretend I didn't see it.
因为我不要定他的罪。
I'm not trying to say he's a sinner.
我期待他常常用心灵诚实敬拜上帝的时候，他的生命会被改变。
I expect him that if he truly worship in truth and the spirit, and his life will be changed.
上帝会赐下能力让他戒掉抽烟的习惯。
And God will give us the strength and power to change our bad habits.
所以我们如果碰到类似的情形，我们最好不要用定罪的方式。
And so similar that we see other people doing something wrong, we do not want to commit their sins.
我们为他祷告，求圣灵在他身上动工。
And we pray for those people as the Holy Spirit working that person.
其实不只是戒掉抽烟，甚至有一些坏的习惯，在信主之前有一些坏的习惯。
And so not necessarily smoking, we had a lot of bad habits before becoming Christians.
透过心灵和诚实的敬拜，圣灵在人的生命里面做工，可以带来改变。
And so, worshiping in truth and spirit, and they will bring changes.
当然我讲的是那种抽烟啊，一些不好的习惯。
I mean, just talking about like smoking as an example is a bad habit.
我们为他祷告，而不是在他面前定罪他。
We just pray for that person.
但是当一个很明显的犯罪，就不是这样处理。
But if there's a very obvious sin, then we don't deal the same way.
我们需要很诚实的用爱心跟他讲，这样是得罪上帝的。
And so we have to be very honest to talk to that person because that offend God.
这是不一样的处理方式。
And a different way to handle the situation.
所以希望你们不要误会我的意思。
I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
当我们发现有弟兄姐妹犯奸淫，在外面有小三或怎么样的时候，我们需要用心灵用诚实跟他讲诚实话，劝告他。
So if we see our brother and sister commit adultery, we need to speak in truth and love.
但是当那种抽烟这种不好的习惯呢，我们不要去定罪他，我们为他祷告。
And so when we just we talk about some bad habits, we just need pray for that person.
我们期待圣灵能够在他身上动工。
We pray the Holy Spirit will change that person.
透过每一个主日，不断的用心灵和诚实敬拜，他可以一点一滴的被改变。
And through worshiping spirit and truth, that will gradually change.
在两年前，2023年2月的时候。
And 2 years ago in 2023, February 2023.
在美国有一些大学发生了属灵的复兴。
And so there's a spiritual revival in many universities.
而且圣灵大大的做工在这些大学生身上。
Holy Spirit is really working in those universities.
一开始是从这个 Kentucky 这个 Wilmore 这个小城镇的 Asbury University 发生的。
And started with the Wilmore Asbury College in Kentucky.
那这个复兴运动是上帝所兴起的。
And this is a revival from God.
整个过程圣灵非常的明显做工。
And Holy Spirit really working in this movement.
最主要的重点是很多大学生在这个敬拜当中生命被改变。
And so the most important thing is a lot of lives of college students, their life have been changed.
本来2023年2月8号星期三，他们这个大学每个礼拜三都有敬拜的时间。
And so February 8th and 2023, on Wednesday, they have a worship time.
他们的礼拜三敬拜在上午10点45分就结束了，没有很长。
And so they finish at 10:45.
但是那一天同学没有因此离开去教室上课。
And so for some reason, the student did not want to leave and to go to their classes.
他们留下来继续祷告，继续唱诗歌、敬拜、读圣经。然后做见证。
And they continue to stay reading the Bible and prayer and then give testimonies.
他们聆听圣灵的声音，然后圣灵也不断的在当场浇灌。
And so they are listening Holy Spirit's voice and Holy Spirit really working among them.
上帝继续做工，然后连续16天不间断的24小时在那里敬拜祷告。
So for last 24/7 for 16 days.
这个消息后来传到美国其他地方的大学。
And this news spread to other universities.
还有其他的一些地方。
And to other places.
就很多人很好奇跑到 Asbury 大学来看看到底怎么回事。
So a lot of people were so curious, so they went to the college to see what's going on.
那整整16天带来周边很多大学也被圣灵来复兴。
And so for 16 days, for those surrounding colleges in the area, also brought revival.
很多人生命被改变，特别是年轻人。
And their young people's life being changed.
很多人他们悔改一些不道德的行为，吸毒的习惯。
And they confess their addiction.
那吸毒的在整个敬拜当中被释放。
And so that addiction was totally set free.
不断的有人被上帝改变。
And continuous people's life being changed.
这样的敬拜跟祷告的复兴运动一直延伸到许多州的大学。
And this kind of worship continues to spread to so many universities in different states.
你们如果注意新闻的话，
If you listen to news,
上个月二月一样发生在美国一些大学里面。
And so the same thing happened in some universities, in February.
所以当人用心灵和诚实在上帝面前敬拜的时候，
So when we are try to worship in spirit and truth,
我们的生命会被改变。
Our life will be changed.
上帝做工会一点一滴的在我们的生命里面发生。
And God will continue to work among us.
所以求主帮助我们。
And ask God to continue to help us.
我们要真正的认识上帝。
For us, in order for us really to know God.
然后用真诚、单纯的心，还有谦卑的态度来敬拜上帝。
And continue to worship with a humility.
这才是真正的敬拜。
And this is true worship.
也才能够经验到上帝的同在的喜乐。
And we can experience His presence.
然后带来生命的改变。
And bring the change in our life.
好，吸引更多人愿意持续的敬拜。
And continue to attract other people who want to worship that way.
我知道我们教会这边也有大学。
I know we also have a college here.
我们期待这边的大学也能够经历这种属灵的复兴。
We really expect this college, Cal Poly, that experienced a similar situation.
求上帝得着这个世代美国的年轻人。
And so the God will get really win over the young people.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
主，谢谢你告诉我们，用心灵和诚实敬拜可以让我们的生命被改变。
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you to teach us how we can worship in truth and spirit that will bring changes in our life.
求你帮助我们每一个主日的崇拜。
Continue to help us in our worship.
能够越来越用心灵和诚实。
And we really worship in truth and spirit.
让我们摆脱那行礼如仪仪式化的崇拜。
And get rid of just the routine and the rules.
帮助我们这个人。
And continue to help our person.
在每一次的崇拜当中，我们可以遇见耶稣基督。
So every worship will meet Jesus.
我们生命可以被改变。
And our life will be changed.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Listen our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.